Welcome friends to Literature Mantra. I'm Harsh Singh and in this lecture we'll discuss the Romantic Era. So in this lecture we will cover Romantic Era from the point of view of history of English literature. Matlab, we'll take up important writers and their works. Theek hai? Now whenever you start the Romantic Era, always keep in mind the timeline. Try to visualize the timeline. Romantic Era roughly starts from 1785 to 1832. In some books you'll find that it is from 1798 to 1837. Okay? But broadly speaking, with the publication of the lyrical ballads, Romantic Era starts. Okay? And this era ends in either 1832 or 1837, depending upon which book you consult. Okay? In 1832, there was the passing of the first reform bill. Okay? And in 1837, there was the ascent of Queen Victoria to the throne. So in 1837, the beginning of the Victorian era is there. Okay? So broadly up ye time frame jo hai apne mind mein rakhna. After this you should also keep in mind the historical background. In particular the American Revolution and the French Revolution. Though these two revolutions are important from the point of view of history. Okay? But even in the field of literature, the ideals that these revolutions espoused had a major impact. Okay. And remember how Wordsworth describes the French Revolution, the early part of the French Revolution? Let me quote few lines. Okay. Quote, "Bliss was it in that dawn to be alive, but to be young was very heaven." Unquote. Okay. Bliss was it in that dawn to be alive, but to be young was very heaven. So this is how Wordsworth, William Wordsworth, describes the early phases of the French Revolution. Okay. He calls it bliss. Now, before moving ahead, another thing you should keep in mind is that what was the difference in the literary ideals in the Romantic era vis-a-vis the previous era, which was the neoclassical era? Difference kya tha in terms of literary ideals or literary principles practiced by the writers in both eras? Kya difference tha? Now let's consider a brief comparison. See, during the neoclassical era, there was emphasis on imitation of classical writers or classical standards, and the idea of decorum was very important. Okay? Whereas during the Romantic era, there was focus on imagination, there was focus on subjectivity, individual subjectivity, there was focus on the irrational aspects, the spontaneous aspects, the visionary aspects, even the transcendental aspects, okay? In addition to the emotional aspects. So all of this was considered appropriate for writing literature. In earlier times, or let's say in the neoclassical era, they emphasized adhering to the standards practiced by the classical writers. They said that don't deviate from those standards which were set by the classical writers. Okay? But here, Wordsworth, Coleridge and all the other major romantic writers in general focused on the subjective, the irrational, the imaginative, the spontaneous, the visionary. Okay? In sab cheezon pe zyada emphasis tha. This is the primary difference between the literature of the neoclassical era and the literature of the Romantic era. And see, I'm mentioning this because you can get a direct question on what were the main differences between the neoclassical literary principles and Romantic era literary principles. Isliye ye janna zaruri hai. Now after that, in the preface to the lyrical ballads, William Wordsworth famously highlights his approach to writing poetry or writing literature in general. Okay? So let me first quote few important lines that are always quoted in answer writing, even in exams. Okay, ye aapko lines pata hone chahiye. Quote, "To choose incidents and situations from common life and to relate or describe them throughout as far as was possible in a selection of language really used by men, and at the same time to throw over them a certain coloring of imagination whereby ordinary things should be presented to the mind in an unusual aspect." Unquote. Okay, so look at the things that William Wordsworth is highlighting. To choose incidents and situations from common life. Theek hai, pehla to ye hai. And as far as possible, write in a selection of language really used by men. Theek hai? But at the same time, to throw over them a certain coloring of imagination whereby ordinary things should be presented to the mind in an unusual aspect. So, ye word dekho, imagination. So, the emphasis is on imagination. Then again, Wordsworth famously says that he describes poetry and says that, quote, "Poetry is the spontaneous overflow of powerful feelings, and that poetry takes its origin from emotion recollected in tranquility." Unquote. Okay? So, spontaneity is again there. Okay? Poetry is a spontaneous overflow of powerful feelings, and that poetry takes its origin from emotion recollected in tranquility. Okay? So, the emphasis on emotion, spontaneous overflow of powerful feeling, ठीक है, इन सब चीजों पे एम्फेसिस है. सो दिस इज ब्रॉडली द डिफरेंस बिटवीन द नियो क्लासिकल इरा लिटरेचर एंड द रोमांटिक इरा लिटरेचर. ठीक है, नाउ फ्रॉम एन एग्जाम पॉइंट ऑफ व्यू रिमेंबर दैट दीज लाइन्स आर वेरी फेमस. दे कैन गिव यू फ्यू लाइन्स एंड दे कैन से फिल इन द ब्लैंक्स, और कुछ ऑप्शंस दे देंगे आपको, यू विल हैव टू फिल इन द ब्लैंक्स. उस टाइप के भी क्वेश्चंस आ चुके हैं पहले भी. सो डेफिनेटली पे अटेंशन टू दीज लाइन्स एंड आइडियली यू शुड मेमोराइज दीज लाइन्स. ठीक है, नाउ आफ्टर कंपैरिजन विद द प्रीवियस इरा द नेक्स्ट थिंग दैट कम्स टू माइंड इज द हु वर द इम्पोर्टेंट राइटर्स ऑफ दिस पीरियड. ठीक है, सी रोमांटिक इरा वॉज एम्फेटिकली एन इरा ऑफ पोएट्री. ठीक है, वाई? बिकॉज ऑफ द ग्रेट writers or the literary geniuses in the field of poetry. For example, William Wordsworth, mostly famous as a poet, Coleridge, mostly famous as a poet, John Keats, P.B. Shelley, Byron, Robert Southey, all of these are mostly famous as a poet. That is why the Romantic era is emphatically an era of poetry. ठीक है, रिमेम्बर द एलिजाबेथन इरा वॉज मोर एन इरा ऑफ ड्रामा, बिकॉज इन दोज टाइम्स देयर वर द यूनिवर्सिटी विट्स, शेक्सपियर वॉज देयर. And all of these writers were famous more as dramatists. But here in the Romantic era, these great writers are mostly famous as poets. Of course, they have also written some works of prose, but they are mostly famous as poets. But before we proceed to the important writers of this period, let's briefly discuss the pre-Romantic writers. Okay? Now, first of all, who were the pre-Romantics or the pre-Romantic writers? The pre-Romantic writers were James Thomson, Robert Burns, George Crabbe, ठीक है, C-R-A-B-B-E, George Crabbe, then Charlotte Smith, then Thomas Gray, all of these are clubbed under the pre-Romantic writers. And as the name suggests, the pre-Romantic writers came before the Romantic writers. इसके अलावा एक और difference है between the Romantic writers and the pre-Romantics, not just of time or chronology, but also of subject matter. Now let me tell you briefly about the pre-Romantic writers. Okay? For example, Robert Burns. Robert Burns was a ploughman himself. Okay? And George Crabbe was also a peasant. Matlab, Robert Burns and George Crabbe were peasant poets. They had first-hand experience of rural life. Okay? Whereas on the other hand, we have people like Wordsworth. Wordsworth focused more on reflection, recollection. Hana? And the descriptions that he gives, William Wordsworth gives, is more about the external environment and how the external environment leaves an impression on the poet's mind or development of the inner mind. Okay? This is the approach of William Wordsworth. But on the other hand, we have the pre-Romantics who give us first-hand experience description, okay, about rural life. Second, in their works, you will find no kind of glorification or exaggeration in describing rural life. ठीक है, वो ग्लोरीफाई भी नहीं करते और एग्जैजरेट भी नहीं करते. फॉर एग्जाम्पल, अलॉन्ग विद राइटिंग अबाउट द गुड एस्पेक्ट्स ऑफ रूरल लाइफ और द कंट्री साइड, दे विल ऑल्सो मेंशन द हार्डशिप्स दैट आर देयर, द हार्ड वर्क दैट इज इन्वॉल्व्ड, द ड्रजरी दैट इज द डेली ड्रजरी दैट फार्मर्स और पीजेंट्स एक्सपीरियंस. ठीक है, द प्रॉब्लम्स फेस्ड बाय पीजेंट्स और पीपल लिविंग इन रूरल एरियाज, दे विल मेंशन इवन दोज थिंग्स. ठीक है, दे विल नॉट ग्लॉस ओवर दीज हार्ड रियालिटीज. ठीक है, बट इन द पोएट्री ऑफ विलियम वर्ड्सवर्थ, इट इज वेरी रेयर दैट वी फाइंड मेंशन ऑफ ऑल ऑफ दिस. है ना, मोस्ट ऑफ द टाइम्स नेचर इज अ पॉजिटिव एंटिटी और अ पॉजिटिव इन्फ्लुएंस इन द वर्क्स ऑफ और इन द पोएट्री ऑफ विलियम वर्ड्सवर्थ. ठीक है, सो दिस इज द बेसिक डिफरेंस बिटवीन द प्री रोमांटिक्स एंड द रोमांटिक राइटर्स. द प्री रोमांटिक्स, मेनी ऑफ देम वर पीजेंट पोएट्स एंड हैड फर्स्ट हैंड एक्सपीरियंस एंड दे डिड नॉट ग्लोरीफाई और एग्जैजरेट इन डिस्क्राइबिंग रूरल लाइफ. ठीक है, देर आर टू इम्पॉर्टेंट वर्क्स बाय जॉर्ज क्रैब कॉल्ड द विलेज, ठीक है, एंड द बरो, B-O-R-O-U-G-H, द बरो. एंड इन बोथ ऑफ दीज वर्क्स, ठीक है, इन दोनों वर्क्स में ही इज अगेंस्ट एनी काइंड ऑफ आइडियलाइजेशन ऑफ रूरल लाइफ. ठीक है, ही डजंट आइडियलाइज. दैट इज द डिफरेंस बिटवीन द प्री रोमांटिक राइटर्स और द वर्क्स ऑफ द प्री रोमांटिक राइटर्स. ठीक है, देन वन मोर वर्क यू शुड कीप इन माइंड विच इज वेरी फेमस, इट इज कॉल्ड द सीजन्स. ठीक है, द सीजन्स by James Thomson. Okay? This was published in the year 1726 to 1730. Then a famous work by Charlotte Smith is Sonnet Written at the Close of Spring. Okay? Sonnet Written at the Close of Spring. This was published in 1782. Okay? So even by the date of publication, you can see that the pre-romantics come before the romantic writers. Okay? And remember that I'm telling you all of this because you may get a question on the difference between pre-romantics and romantics. They can ask you which of these poets or writers are generally classified as the pre-romantics. Then one more thing, they can ask you what are the characteristics of the works of the pre-romantics. They can also ask you how are the pre-romantic works different from the romantic era works. Okay? These all questions jo hain ban sakte hain. They can give you few options and you'll have to choose the best one. Okay? So from that point of view, these are important.